No, this isn't Sonny and Cher. My name's Julie, and I saw your thing, and there's a thing in Sassy about your teenage gang debs. And I don't always come across like really great on paper, so I thought I'd make a tape. It's only a 15-minute tape. Used to contain Sonny and Cher songs, now it has me. Well, I'm writing about teenage gang debs because it sounds cool. I'm not like the biggest Brady Bunch fan, but I like it. I've seen all the movies, you know. I have Brady Bunch marathons occasionally with my friends. And I'm kinda just nauseated at the idea of the 70s. That's kinda why I wrote. Like, I hate it so much that I love it. I was born in the 70s. I'm a junior in high school. Bell bottoms are not a big part of my life. Well, I'd say they're a big part of my vocabulary, but not a big part of my life. I think I have to admit to wearing them, but it wasn't my fault because I was probably only 4 years old. Some of the music of the 70s is pretty good, but some of it wasn't, like all those Born It songs. If you're not familiar with the phrase Born It, I'll explain it to you. Born It, well, here's an example of a 70s Born It song. Born It. Okay, so the Born It, you know that noise they make. So whenever you see someone kind of groovy, disgusting looking, I call them Bornity. Okay. Well, I'm probably gonna learn about you in this fanzine or magazine or whatever you wanna call it. So here is a little about me. My name's Julie. My spare time, I like to listen to music. I listen to everything from like U2, my favorite band, the New Bohemians, Faith No More, the Black Crowes, and the Descendants. I like creative stuff. Well, actually, I like to leave messages for people on their answering machines because it makes people happy, just leaving stupid messages. Well, actually, I haven't even begun playing, but I just learned how to play Dungeons and Dragons, and hopefully soon I'll start it. I collect horror comics. I really have an extremely small collection right now, but I like reading them. Very interesting. I'm a big fan of Roald Dahl. If you're not familiar with him, he wrote like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but and many other books that I read. I'm like on the school speech team. This is so stupid. I'm sure you care, but I don't care. Okay, my future plans. Let's see. My main goal is to get out of the country because I hate it. I want to go to Canada. I want to go to Degrassi High. But I don't know if you know what that is. It's a great TV show and seems like a really cool school. I'd like to travel the world with an unlimited supply of money. Quite the fantasy. But this summer I think I'm going to Austria on a school program because I met a bunch of Austrians came to our school and I met one and I'm madly in love with him. But he doesn't know that, but I'm going to Austria in search of him. Let's see, what else? My future plans, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And I really don't care, which is kind of scary since I am a junior in high school. I get okay grades. Supposedly gifted person, but that's obviously a lie since I've been getting D's and F's on all the tests I take this week. But hey, my biggest fears are, let's see, pain, going to the doctors, long distance running, bugs, I hate bugs. Let's see, my favorite movies. I think Dead Poets Society is amazing. Dead Poets Society, that I can't even say it. I think it's amazing. I mean, that's pretty typical for teenagers, but I really was very important to me. I also like some stupid musicals like Oliver, Grease, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, stuff like that. The Last Unicorn was a beautiful movie. Tomorrow night, I'm very excited. Fantasia is coming out in the movie theaters. I'll tell you about my friends. I hate them. They're obnoxious, all they chew. My friends, the biggest thing in their life is trying to be different, which is stupid because the more you try, the dumber you look. But everyone seems to get off on it. That's why I hate this place. Okay, let's see what else. Of course, my best friend, the only one I like, moved to Connecticut, which is always good. I have a younger sister. She's 9. A little pain. What else? You know, I really can make this a lot more interesting. I'm creative, like, believe me. But I'm pretty bad at showing my creativity. Like, say for instance, 'cause my best friend is like Miss Creativity. She's Miss Punk Rock, and everybody thinks she's just like the most amazing thing in the world. And she happens to be the director for the variety show at my school. And I helped her write the skits. I co-wrote them with her. I didn't help her. And I'm getting, like, a shit bit of credit for it. And I hate it. And that's why I'm very bad at expressing my creativity, even though I have a lot of it. Okay. Tune my own horn there. Let's see. I think I'll play you a lovely Descendants tune. I don't know how old you guys are. I don't know if you even care. I mean, for all I know, you're like Jan Brady's grandparents, and you're like 90 years old. I don't know. But I will play you this song.